get our JFK expert on here.
All Andrew, right, who is this guy?
Yeah, he's got quite a theory going. He thinks that JFK is alive and he's living on the island of Scorpios, which is
off Greece, is it?
It's an Onassis-owned island. Yeah. So it sounds to me like he's suggesting there was some deal with Onassis, Jackie, and JFK. That he'd recover from this hole in his head in Scorpios. And that he was never dead, and the hospital lied about it. And I don't know how all of this works. We'll try to find out.
Where do you come up with this shit?
But I think it's certainly worth investigating, and an interesting story. And he's got some biblical theories along with it.
He's serious.
Hello.
Yes, is Andrew there, please? Yeah, hey, Andrew, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
What's going on?
Hey.
You know, you're blowing our mind. We're just getting rid of Bill Clinton. Well, not getting rid of him. We're waving goodbye to him. George Bush is...
I'm getting rid of him.
Well, okay. Some people are. Some people don't really care. George Bush is coming on into office, and meanwhile, you're telling us that John F. Kennedy is alive, and he's living on a Greek island.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a news story, and if it's true, it's probably the news story of the century.
I would agree. I'm just I have to say I'm slightly skeptical.
Yeah, well, I was slightly skeptical too. A couple of years ago, I saw something on the internet talking about it, and I laughed at it. I just clicked, you know, I just went to my inbox, Hotmail. But
well, if I hadn't seen him shot in the head twice, you know, with his head exploding,
right.
I would give it a little more
and
of
the
a
brains
second
out and
thought.
All that.
Yeah,
right.
Here's the thing is, a couple weeks ago, I'm a student of Bible prophecy, and I started studying the scriptures, and the bottom line is that the scriptures are very definite about who is this last king of Babylon who will rise to power, and the fact is...
This is your area, Mike.
Yeah, this is my area. I went to this phase once.
But, Andrew, you got to have a little more than a prophecy. I mean, we need a picture of him, because you say he's tanned and rested, and... Well, why can't somebody just snap a photo of him so we could see, JFK laying in the sun?
Or yeah, well, there are, somebody photos, or... there are some photos that came out in the early 70s, and I haven't seen them. But, here are some things to
Have you seen the autopsy photos, though? Because I just saw those a couple of years ago, and there he is lying dead with a pretty big hole in his head. And I'm thinking, how's this guy getting around this Greek island with that hole in his head?
Right. Well, here's the thing. The scriptures say that in Revelation 13... that a president of the United States would suffer a wound that the entire world would be convinced was killed him.
Now, they say the United States?
See, I had no idea that anywhere in there does it specifically say president of the United States. I'm very, very well informed, however, of the business of there being someone who sustains a fatal head wound and then goes on to survive that and blow everyone's mind and become the Antichrist.
That's right. And so what you have to do is study the scriptures and say, well, who is this Antichrist? What country is he coming from?
Yeah, well, the question is always, where is this Antichrist going to emerge from?
Well,
I don't remember there ever being such a direct statement as to him being a president of the United States.
I got to tell you, if I had a headache like he must have, I'd probably become the Antichrist myself. I mean, that's got to be one mean headache. Not to mention, he used to get quite a bit of attention from the ladies. Is he still getting that?
Well, it's interesting because in the book of Habakkuk, there is a discussion of Antichrist, and one of the identifying parameters is that he was a consummate ladies' man.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the ultimate. He had great taste in women, too, unlike Clinton, who has horrible taste.
Oh, yeah.
JFK set the standard for presidential chasing.
Marilyn Monroe.
Well, he did, and that's really true, is that he... he is the archetype. Everybody, every politician wants to do what JFK did and have the women he did. I mean, he really is the archetypal American statesman. And the bottom line is that he's the only person who, if you do a thorough study of all the scriptures relating to Antichrist, he's the only one who fulfills all of them.
Why do they keep lighting the eternal flame if he's down at some Greek island?
They haven't seen the pictures, Drew.
I did want to point out that Andrew's the first person to say archetypal on our show.
Yeah.
I think that's an important note.
That's right.
When do we get some pictures? How do we get proof of this, Andrew? Because otherwise, we got a whole bunch of people listening around going, Drew and Mike have another nut job on the show. How do we get to the bottom of this without getting into prophecies?
Here's one thing to consider. Ted Kennedy, the morning actually after the Mary Jo Kopechne incident, here's another fascinating thing, called someone at Jackie Kennedy's house. Jackie Kennedy was actually in Europe at the time, but he talked for someone for 20 minutes. He was facing, I mean, this is the most serious crisis of his life. This was a murder charge, right? In court, he refused to divulge who he spoke to that night.
Well, but he could have been talking to anyone, and I don't know. I think that's kind of...
Said, well, I was speaking to, you know, my an old girlfriend named Ruth.
But it's somebody that they could end up deposing. I think that's a little bit flimsy. And not only that, Andrew, you are saying that Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis is a bigamist.
No. She married Aristotle Onassis, and that was set up by Cardinal Cushing, and they had arrangements for.
No, but why would she be married to two men at once? She never divorced JFK.
No. Well, what I think happened was they probably got an annulment on that marriage. I mean, Joe Kennedy did it, you know. So, I mean,
Joe Kennedy had a stroke by then. He wasn't even, I mean, he was totally clueless.
Right. But anyway, I mean, my belief of this theory.
I think the building blocks of this story are, there's at least a little problem with the foundation.
All right, now let's hear some more, Drew. All right, keep going. Let's hear some more.
Well, as I say, I mean, who was...
Joe Kennedy was out of it.
Who was Teddy Kennedy speaking to that night? And here's the other obvious thing, is that everyone...
Well, who knows? Bobby might have been over there banging Jackie, or trying to, or...
All right, leave the Ted area. Go to the next building block.
Okay, the next building block is...
No, Bobby was dead. I'm sorry. Scratch that.
All right. So, see, when you actually start to look at the evidence... You start to see, there's a possibility. Here's the thing.
But I saw him die. Andrew, let me just throw out one thing. The Zapruder film.
Listen, guys, you're fulfilling scripture when you say that he automatically died from the head wound, because that's what it says in the Bible. People will be so convinced that he died that when he reemerges, it will be the most astonishing miracle of the century.
Well, he kept pretty still in that casket.
Right, but listen to this. This is just a fact. I've worked at hospitals before. Not everyone who comes in with a gunshot wound to the head dies.
Right.
You admit that?
Right. This is very true.
Think about it. I mean, the brain can sustain a lot of damage that doesn't affect the intelligence. And so, to me, what I'm convinced happened is, you know, he did lose a large portion of his brain. Listen.
How do you get all the doctors, all the people at the hospital, the morticians, all of them, how do you get them to go along with this story?
Oh, come on. This the JFK thing was the biggest... You know, here's what I think happened. There was an obvious, you know, desire to get this man out of the picture. So the people who went in there and, you know, did the examination and supposedly tried to keep him alive pretty presumptuously came to a pronouncement of death. Now, I think there were some doctors and some people who said, hey, wait a minute, you know, there's a weak pulse or something like that. But they strong-armed that decision through and said, no, he's kaput. He's history. Remember when John F. Kennedy in the Zapruder film was shot? The first reaction was both arms came up. So right there is visual proof that one of his arms, you know, could have been that withered arm.
Well, it could have been an involuntary reaction to the fact that, you know, his head blew up.
But I'm saying there's medical, you know, and photographic proof that the withered arm prophecy could be fulfilled. So, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, I'm not expecting to convince the two of you in a 5-minute, you know, 10-minute discussion, but what I'm hoping is to plant the seed as it was planted in me. To, you know, it took me 2 years, basically, to really look into this, right?
Well, it's just hard to convince someone when you saw them get shot and killed on a film, and it's sort of like, you know, how do you prove that somebody went to the moon?
Yeah, right.
I can't tell you. I didn't take his pulse or anything, but...
Right.
I mean, he looked pretty dead to me, and I saw Jackie scrambling, scooping his brains up. And,
yeah,
you know,
I know.
He seemed awfully dead.
But like I said, you know, the scriptures are the key, as you know, for me. John F. Kennedy will come back as the director of FEMA, and I think it will happen pretty soon.
FEMA? He's got a much bigger ego than that. Not only that, with a head injury like that, how's he going to run FEMA?
Well, listen, he couldn't come back as the president because, A, the scriptures, you know, prohibit it, but also, you know, constitutionally, there's no way that a Republican could jump into the seat of the president when a Republican, you know, George Bush was in office.
Wait a second. First of all, he's a Democrat, and second of all, he only had one term. He could be president.
Well, no, but he would have to be reelected. Here's the thing is that...
Right. But why is he going to settle for FEMA? Come on, this is JFK.
FEMA would
When he comes back and shows us all, I'm JFK, I'm alive, you thought I was dead for 37 years, people are just going to go, he's going to win, he's going to get 99.9% of the vote, because people are going to be so freaked out.
He's going to be on every
talk
show. That would
take another 4 years, and I don't think the time is
He'll be on Jay
right
Leno,
there.
He'll be on, you know, Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
No, but listen.
Good Morning America.
Oh, yeah, the talk show circuit.
And if somebody even suggests that he goes on FEMA, he'll strike them down. I mean, he'll just wave his hand.
Right.
Do you think he's alive on the Greek island of Scorpios?
I think that's where he has been where he has been recovering, yes. If he is Antichrist, he has got to have the power to totally amaze the world.
Boy, at 83, I just can't see him wanting to run FEMA. But you know what? I'm going to blow in a call down to Scorpios. Is that the name of it, Scorpios?
Well, yeah.
And see if we can, if there's been any sightings down there.
Well, hey,
he's a handsome guy. He's probably just got gray hair now.
But I bet it looks the same though. I bet he has strong hair, just like Ronald Reagan.
Oh yeah, strong hair, and I bet a nice young-looking blonde
probably,
by his side.
Probably.
There are purported to be two photographs that were taken by a tourist who passed by the island. I don't know. They might not be legitimate.
Yeah.
But again, I believe that, you know,
probably
he did.
Not.
He's in the background. His kid is like riding his first wave,
it'll
and there's JFK in the background.
Yeah, they've got that Sasquatch thing.
Yeah, and they've blown it up, and
right.
It sort of looks like him.
Yeah,
there's
right.
The, you know, the attractive woman with him.
They put it through like a corral, some of those photo editors, and get it all pretty nice.
Well, Andrew, we're going to study we're going to study this a little further, and you let us know if you get a hold of some pictures or any audio tapes.
Yeah, I certainly will, and. You know, also consider the timing of the 13 Days film.
I'm not considering anything more. You've given me so much to consider, I can't even handle anymore.
I know. It's a big story. But,
is this some sneaky scam to promote 13 Days? Are you involved in that movie somehow?
No. I'm a poverty-stricken journalist. I don't get any kickbacks on New Line Cinema. No.
All right. Well, we'll take that into consideration. I don't know why, but why would we take 13 Days into consideration?
Well, because the Bible makes it clear that, I mean, if John F. Kennedy, if Antichrist is to be to have people worship his image, then that obviously implies that he will be one of the greatest propaganda masters of all time. Now, Hitler was a great propaganda master. That's generally acknowledged. But Antichrist will be the consummate propagandist in history.
Yeah, the greatest promoter of all.
That's right, because, you know...
Well, let's see how that movie does. If it if it bombs, then we'll assume that your theory is not true if it does well. And the movie JFK didn't do that well. I mean, if this guy is the greatest propaganda master of all time, why didn't Oliver Stone do better with that movie?
Because he was sitting on Scorpios with a boner.
Well, that's what he's doing now.
Yeah.
And a head wound. And a bad back. Nice-looking blonde. Andrew, let's stay in touch.
All right. God bless you guys. Talk to you later.
God bless you.
Man.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Very interesting. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, man. This guy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Is the United States mentioned in the...
No. Not that I know of.
Well, there's a nice-looking island. I mean,
yeah, I know. It looks like a great vacation spot.
Onassis. Well, I mean, that was nice of him to do that for Jackie's old man.
Yeah. Well, this guy's pretty serious about it.
He's on Scorpios playing with blocks.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
He's inviting Troy Aikman over and Lindros.
I know.
Oh, boy. I got to tell you, after what I saw, I hope he's not alive, because I don't think anybody suffered... That kind of explosion in their brain would want to be alive.
No, I wouldn't think so. But again, this would be a miraculous situation, so.
Of course, that was the second biggest explosion in his life. The first one was the first time he made love to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Actually, I think he put a hole in her head.
Yeah. After he pulled it from her bum.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I think he's fully recovered from his illness, evidenced by that.
Drew and Mike.